consumers in Malaysia love to go shopping, and every weekend the malls are packed to the point where parking can be very difficult. Shopping is number one activity in Malaysia. There's a joke in KL that people go for the free aircon. Malls are the focus of leisure activities here, and normally they have a cinema, bowling alley, fairground rides, and a plethora of restaurants. The malls make a lot of effort to attract people, and they pass on the cost to retailers. When you look closer, you realize although people may have come to the mall itself, it doesn't mean that they have to purchase from a particular retailer. Most Malaysians do a lot of window shopping, will normally survey at least 5 shops before making any major decisions. There's no sense of urgency when shopping. Retailers know consumers won't purchase unless they feel they are getting the best deal. Haggling is common, even in upmarket boutique. This combination may be good to consumer in short term, because a lot of pressure on retailers to reduce prices. But in the long term, smaller retailers go out of business. For example, there are now only 2 major pharmacies in Malaysia, Guardian Watson. These monopolies lead to higher prices and little choice for the consumer. This is B-Side reporting for the BBC.